This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to get a chance to visit with David Goldberg. David's the CEO of Mon Health. Mon Health is a large health system in West Virginia. David's originally from New Jersey. He runs a system in West Virginia. West Virginia has got about the lowest stats per capita on COVID-19 deaths in the country. We'll be interested to ask David what he's seeing and what's going on there and more. David, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Well, first, Scott, thanks for the opportunity to join you today. I am thrilled to be here. I'm born and raised New Jersey resident, left New Jersey, went to West Virginia University. I'm a rabid Mountaineer, got my degree in political science, moved on to D.C. for a few years, got into healthcare operations there through the Inova health system, relocated to San Antonio, Texas, and worked for Vanguard, then Tenet with the Baptist Health System in that market, where I ran a few hospitals and service lines, then recruited to Pittsburgh with the new Allegheny Health Network, where I was an executive over hospital operations there and post-acute care for the enterprise of Highmark Health, and then got recruited back to my adopted hometown of Morgantown, West Virginia, to become CEO here in October of 2018. But most importantly, I'm the dad of two wonderful daughters and married my college sweetheart. So couldn't be more blessed to be here and be with you today.
Well, that is just a fantastic situation and amazing. We'll have to talk more about Morgantown, about West Virginia, and more. Talk to us about Mon Health and a couple of things that you're particularly proud of regarding the system.
Yeah, well, Mon Health is a three-hospital system, and we manage a fourth hospital, two critical access hospitals, Grafton City Hospital in Grafton City, and Preston Memorial Hospital in Preston County, are two critical access hospitals. We have Stonewall Jackson Memorial Hospital in Weston, West Virginia, which is Lewis County, 70 miles south of Morgantown, and then the hub of our system is what was called Mon General, but is Mon Health Medical Center. We have more than 50 ambulatory sites across north central West Virginia, into Maryland, western Maryland, in southwestern Pennsylvania. Couldn't be more thrilled with us. We're about $1 billion gross revenue organization, more than 160 employed physicians, 3,500 employees. We're one of the largest in the state. What I'm most proud of, and I know many people have said this before, but it's true, it's about our people. 75 years plus of history, and the people here who make up Mon Health are second to none. And as I said earlier, I've been around the country a little bit, and I stack our quality and clinical and service outcomes here better than most of the places I've worked previously. So I think that's an important aspect of what I'm proud of. But to me, it's always about our laser focus on our community, the quality outcomes, the programs we've developed, the physicians and providers that we employ and partner with across the region are laser focused each and every day on mitigating the plight that our communities have in their healthcare disparities. We're a hugely governmental relying state, a lot of government workers, huge Medicare, Medicaid population. So our people really utilize well, and we have the outcomes to show for it.
And take a moment. You're from New Jersey originally. You've grown to love West Virginia as it is really home. Tell us a couple things that are spectacular about West Virginia, besides the rapids and stuff like that, the people. Tell us what you love about West Virginia.
It is the most gorgeous state. The mountains, the trees, the lakes, the natural resources are incredible. The pride and the grit of a West Virginia resident is nothing I've ever seen. The people love living here. You could see it. I'm right now looking out my window, and I can look and see the stadium. We love our Mountaineers. I'm a WVU graduate. The Thundering Herd of Marshall. Our people are proud of the heritage of not only being coal miners and supporting natural resources, but also their community. So I love that. I've been here since the 90s when I was an undergraduate and now thrilled to be a resident here. That's important to me. But also, it's neighbor taking care of neighbor. And I think that's the most important aspect of what I see each and every day. You started off by asking the question about some of the lowest death rates related to COVID. We joke here in West Virginia, we've been socially distancing since 1853, but we're a remote state, a rural state, and people take it seriously. We comply. And what we're seeing today through COVID, but also just in healthcare outcomes, are we're an older population and people try to take care of each other. And I see that every day in my halls of my hospitals and sites, and continue to see that across the state.
I mean, I was actually studying stats this morning, and West Virginia is in the bottom five, meaning perform the best in terms of deaths per capita in the United States. And you gave us a little light on that. It's not that population dense, and the people are good about social distance and so forth. Anything else that sort of like leads you to why West Virginia together with Alaska, Wyoming, Montana, Hawaii have done so well compared to so many other states?
Well, I'll put a plug in for you. I think I saw about a month ago, we were number two best behind Montana in one of your publications. But I do think that the governor and our delegation have done a very good job to organize. Our health department, our health system have come together. We put up, I know here at Mon Health and all the other independent health systems, put remote testing sites out very quickly, started planning January, February. The testing, while low in the beginning, ratcheted up significantly. And I'll give you a great example. I was on a committee with a bunch of the other larger health system CEOs, and Dr. Clay Marsh, who is the head of the health sciences at WVU Medicine and WVU University, and the czar for COVID, and we all got on a phone and we talked about what do we do when we bring electives back. We worked up a plan. We presented it to the governor. The governor said it was a great plan, but we want to ratchet up. And all of us had to put plans in place, file it with the health department on how we were going to bring ourselves back and keep our community safe, our colleagues safe. So we deal with day-to-day, but also COVID. And I'm pleased to say we test every elective patient coming in for elective MRI or elective surgery for COVID testing, which has increased testing significantly across our region and the state. But I could tell you through today, I have 7 employees out of 3,500 who tested positive for COVID. One got it through work because she managed the unit. And she's doing well, back to work, her family's well, because we screen everybody coming into our buildings. We mask not only ourselves. I screened employees and staff this weekend myself as a leader to demonstrate it's important. We're demonstrating masking. We give masks to our patients that have breathing ability, that it won't negatively impact them while they're in the bed or coming in. And that has really reduced the risk to them, but also the risk to people taking care of them. We've managed our PPE very, very well. And I'm thrilled to say, while we're by far not out of it, we here in West Virginia have taken it seriously. We've seen a spike in some of the population areas, like the college towns of Morgantown, that are seeing students and families come back to move them in. But people are listening and heeding the advice. We've reduced, of course, volumes in restaurants and bars and social areas. Not as perfect as we want it to be, but I think considering where we are in the trajectory of it, you're starting to see our rates come down.
Well, fantastic. Talk about, David, you've had this great career in healthcare. You've come back to your college town to run a health system. I mean, what a wonderful story and situation. Share with us a few pieces of advice you'd have for emerging leaders or for people planning their careers. A few pieces of advice you can give to people.
Well, I live by 3 tenets. The first is don't lie, be accountable, and don't prostitute yourself for a dollar. So let me start in the beginning. Don't lie because it's wrong, but the other aspect, it takes a lot of energy to maintain the lie. Be accountable. If you're going to tell people you're going to do something, do it. If you can't tell them why, they may not like the answer, but they'll respect the why if you're honest, truthful. And then at the end of the day, I don't prostitute myself for the dollar, because I'm not looking for the short-term gain. I'm looking for the long-term sustainability. And when we take short-term cuts or short-term actions, sometimes you have to do them. It doesn't always give you the long-term outcome that you need. So I think that's important. The others, don't believe your own PR. I surround myself with people who tell me consistently what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right, or where we need to improve. I strive for perfection, and I don't accept being mediocre. I always push back against the you know, it just, let's not be good enough. I just read that wonderful book, Robert Iger's Ride of a Lifetime, and it's so reminiscent to read what he, his lifetime tips are so reminiscent in what I've been doing. So I like to think if I'm in his ilk, I'm not doing so bad. I'm a former pediatric patient. I was a Shriners kid growing up. So to be in healthcare means the world to me, to be able to give back to my community, look out for the health and well-being of those that I employ, those I partner with, and those that we take care of in our community. So to me, it's always about the patient. Our customers aren't just the patient. It's my employees. It's my doctors and providers. It's the community. Because we're a community not-for-profit, we guard their money. We guard their investments to be good stewards and invest in the things that make sense. Here at Mon, we have a strong cardiac program. We're one, the 24th heart care center in the country, the only AFib accredited hospital in the state. We have minimally invasive expertise with master surgeons. We focus in on the things that this community needs with their issues of comorbidities. And then we really laser focus to make sure we only do what's right and we do it the best and we do it with excellent service and outcomes. And then I'll say the last is, don't let ambition get ahead of opportunity. I started my career as a not-for-profit fundraiser. I had a mentor who said, David, you're a great executor. You love healthcare. You're a former patient. I think you'd be a great administrator. And got me into certificate of need, service line development, things that weren't in my comfort zone. But he saw in me that I can do more. And I try to surround myself with people that may not have the graduate degree in healthcare or the graduate degree in management, but they've turned out to be some of the best people. Test them, coach them, help them along, and continue to grow your bench.
Take a moment, David. Fantastic thoughts on leadership. I also read the Iger book and loved a great deal of it. I think a fascinating personality as well as book. Mm. Take a moment and talk about your top three priorities as you move into the last part of this year.
Well, first, it's being COVID ready each and every day, but it's like being regulatory ready. It's like being ready for, heaven forbid, of a natural disaster. You got to have plans in place and test along the way to make sure we're, you know, kicking the tires and making sure we're balanced. We're 1.8 million people in the state of West Virginia. To put it in perspective, it's the size of Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. So while 1.8 million doesn't sound a lot to many of the people listening, for us, it's huge. And we have to be reminiscent and reflective of what that means for us with the comorbidities of lung disease and cancer and lots of AFib and all those things I talked about a moment ago. We also are unifying our electronic medical record. We go big bang here in Morgantown and our ambulatory sites on the 1st of August. We have 16 EMRs today with all of our affiliations. We're going to Cerner Millennium. So that's a huge undertaking. A huge dollar amount of investment that we've put into place. So that's a huge part, and we think the outcomes and transparency of the data will make us that much stronger so we can take better care of our patients and share their outcomes to make sure we do the right thing always. And then the other is I inherited an organization that really wasn't integrated. Three hospitals, 50 sites, different HR policies, different finance structures, and we are integrating not only the shared service model of I only need one accounts payable department, I only need one human resources department, one finance structure, but then it's taking the best practice of clinical delivery of care and then taking that across our enterprise instead of what we do in the ER in one place is ER in another. Sepsis is sepsis is sepsis. You don't treat it differently. Let's take the best practice, put it in place, drive down the cost, and improve the outcome. So those are three big audacious goals that we've been focusing on since I got here, and all the pieces are coming together into our puzzle to move from that holding company to an operating company model, reduce our costs and variability, and improve our consistency.
David, thank you. Big goals, very exciting. Talk for a moment about Major Harris. Is Major Harris the single greatest West Virginia football player ever, or are there better Mountaineers?
You're baiting me now. Oh, my gosh. There's tons. I mean, Major was outstanding. I actually came to West Virginia because of that big famed game with Notre Dame, and we thought we were going to be national champions. I like to say we were national champions in COVID. We were the best rated going through that. Greer, it, to me, is one of the best quarterbacks. Then I look at basketball, Javon Carter, Nathan Adrian, Coach Huggins. I'm a big Neil Brown fan, our coach, but I have to say, beyond everything, I think we have one of the best college presidents in the country, Dr. Gordon Gee. He's become a great friend. We're competitors with WVU Medicine, Albert Wright, who's the CEO there, but we're collegial. It's joking. In the building I live, right across the hall from me is Albert's condo. So we can live to get in the same space. We can collaborate. We can coordinate. We do compete, but we do it as gentlemen, and we do it for always about what's best for our community. Charleston Area Medical Center, Cabell Huntington, I can go on and on about the wonderful healthcare partners that what I think are the shining stars of the state, along with our wonderful athletics.
Well, fantastic. And some of the people you've mentioned, Gordon, for example, has a magnificent reputation as well. David, I want to thank you for joining us today. What a pleasure to visit with you, and continued success to you and to West Virginia and to Mon Health. Just fantastic, David. Thank you so much.
Well, Scott, thank you. And thank you for all you do and your colleagues for bringing everything that you do through your Becker Enterprise out. We get great information, great content. We get to see great trends around the country and then hopefully take those nuggets and bring it for the betterment of our communities and our patients. So thank you.
Thank you.